What's up, slops? Happy Friday. We have an amazing show for you. One of our favorite guests from a past recording is gracing us with her presence yet again. I hope you are all ready for the pleasure that is Star Amorasu. We talk about her new music, her 2020, her revelations about trade, her being beautiful on the beach. We have a great time. Star's amazing. And some pretty exciting voicemails this week, too. So it's like, shout out to the bisexuals, shout out to the pansexuals. We're really doing it. Yes, I'm doing this little opening bit here without Meatball because she is hashtag blessed, hashtag booked, hashtag Los Angeles drag excellence, just out here working. So she let me do this one on my own. But also I want to say a major welcome and congratulations to Shea Coulee, who has joined the Mom Network with her amazing podcast, Wanna Be On Top. Go check that out if you haven't already. Give it a listen. Subscribe. Give it a 5-star rating, because she's worth it. Bow. Enjoy the show, slops.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with a sloppy second.
Oh, Diva. Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you slopped, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you stupid little fucks, you dirty little fucks. How are you doing today? It's me, Big Dipper and Meatball. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. And that's Meatball, and I'm Big Dipper.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So quickly before we get started, we just want to remind everyone that tonight, this episode this comes out on April 16th. So tonight, we have the live stream event to win a date with me.
Mm-hmm. And the contestants are all fun. I'm really excited. We got some fun questions. The questionnaire was long, but I'm glad that they all fought through it and did it.
Meatball has handpicked how many contestants?
I have picked 5 contestants and 2 alternates.
Oh my God.
I know. There was a lot. And so I was like, well, I can't decide. So just all 5. So we're going to go. It's going to be a couple of rounds of like just weeding out the ones that you don't like until we get to the final 3.
And we're setting it up. I'm not going to be looking at the Zoom.
Oh, yeah, you can't see them.
So I'm going to be like, it's going to be based on like response and voice and like, you know, connection like they do on the dating game. So yeah. I'm really excited. If you want to watch tonight, you can get your ticket at sloppysecondstickets.com. And guess what? Also, if you're in a different time zone, that ticket, I think the stream stands up for about 48 hours. So if you're like, I'll be asleep at that time, you can watch it when you wake up.
Perf.
Oh my God, purr.
Purr.
And today is a very exciting day because we had a little scheduling snafu and we had sort of casually offline been talking about wanting to bring back one of our favorite guests to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, when can we do that? We have all these people lined up. What are we going to do? And then the, you know, even though it's overcast today in LA, the skies opened up and we saw a beautiful angel who, even though she had changed her number, she did pick up the phone when I called her on the new number. Sloppy fans will remember the lovely and amazing from her previous experience. It is Star Amorasu.
Hey, what's up? Hey, guys.
The polyglot herself.
Bonjour, ça va?
And Portuguese?
Bonjour.
What is it about Portuguese? It's all that, it's like a upswing.
Yeah, it's a little up. I love the girls in Brazil. They give it.
They do. They sell it.
They love it also.
Mm-hmm. They give it, they sell it, and they love it.
And they love it.
So how have you been doing? What's up? Are you, you're still in LA?
I am. I kind of went on a little sabbatical to Portland, you know, as the girls do, lost it for a moment. The pandemic had everybody assessing kind of like, what am I doing? But I know what I am doing. So I'm back.
Oh, yeah. Your laser focus.
Yeah.
You've been releasing some wonderful covers on your Instagram, which are amazing.
I was having a lot of fun doing that. Honestly, basically what had happened was I like lost it, right? I was thinking, I'm done. It was that, you know,
you're not old enough for Saturn Return, are you?
It is, actually. I'm in the midst of it. It started at March of last year. So it was Saturn Return, and then because I think Aquarius is all about community, the whole world had to go through the Saturn Return. With all the Aquarius Saturn girls, we're all feeling the same thing. So I lost it, and then I felt very Lizzie McGuire, let the rain fall down and wake my team, let me wash away. You know, that whole vibe.
We've sang on this pod before.
It's that, and you know, that was the energy. And then I came back to like, okay, let me start making music. And the covers was a way for me to feel happy creating again. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that. It was really fun. It was just fun. I love doing it.
What was the Portland vibe like for you?
It just gave like, I can afford a one bedroom apartment.
Very much.
I got like a job working in healthcare.
For the nice.
Community. Yes.
Amazing.
And I tried to do that for a bit.
And you were like, actually, I'm a superstar.
Well, it just gave, actually, it sounds high. Like, I was tired. Like, I couldn't actually do that level of work. So I applaud all of the folks that do, like, healthcare work and are doing that right now. I couldn't handle that.
I have a couple of friends who like work in like community organizing and outreach and that sort of thing, especially with like young folks. And I always say to them, I'm always like, dang, like it's so inspiring what you do. And they sort of always reflect back. I always think it's funny when you find your lane because other people like reflect back to you and they're like, wow, you have the stamina to keep going and keep creating. And I could never like constantly be like pitching myself and like getting up in front of people and like dealing with that. And I look at like what my friend is doing and I'm like, I couldn't like, I would have planned an event for like an outreach event and then have like 10 people show up because someone didn't like put the bulletin, you know, the information on the school bulletin. And then it's like, well, I got to do one again next week. And I'm literally looking at HIV numbers and like trying to help the community. I'm like, that would beat me down. I think everyone finds their own.
Directly with a bunch, like I couldn't do the talking to a bunch of people all day, like different people all day. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's too hard for yourself. Myself and my cat. But I like, I'm just like not a people person. So I think people who are working in community centers have like so much more strength and patience than I could ever have.
Well, there's a different way of talking to people, right? Because there's, you know, people in LA are like, oh, I'm social. I love talking to people. But when you look at them when they're talking to you, it's like, are they actually talking to you and listening to you? Are they waiting for their next moment to talk?
Yeah.
Versus like community workers, outreach workers, health workers who are actually engaging with people.
Well, it was giving motivational interviewing, which is like really a lot of work, honestly. It's like getting people who perhaps are having whatever they're going through and getting them to kind of go from one point to another point without telling them this is what you have to do.
Strategery.
So, but that takes a lot of work and I had to do a lot of training. Actually, the first whole month of the first couple months, of the month of the job was like training. And then right when I started working, I was like, actually, I have my own emotional problems right now. I can't really be dealing with nobody else's emotional problems, girl. It wasn't giving like that. It wasn't giving each one teach one, mama. It was giving, let me sit my ass down because I don't have the spoons to help nobody else.
Right.
You
know?
Like I said on the airplane, secure your mask, mama, before you put on the mask of somebody else. So let me.
Very much. And this year more than ever.
I went to Brazil.
How was Brazil?
Yeah. Tell us about Brazil.
What were you doing in Brazil?
Long story short. This lady, I don't know why I always say things like that. Everyone's like, why do you call people like this lady? I don't understand how I talk. So this lady I knew who is a producer and her label that she was working on brought me to Mexico City a few years back. So she brought me to Mexico City to record a song with her. And so I did that. And then we became friends. She's a trans woman. Her name is Malka. She makes really great music. She does all kinds of things. She plays like a bunch of different instruments and all this stuff. So she was like talking to me about coming to Brazil. And so I said, okay, sure. And I just kind of bought a ticket.
Yeah.
Wow. Like full life adventure.
Full life adventure.
How long were you there?
So I was there for a month and a half.
Oh, lovely.
I really got into it. I was in Sao Paulo. I went to this town in Rio Grande do Norte, which is like a different state in the northeast. It's called Natal, which it's like literally like Christmas, I guess is the word in English.
Oh, okay.
It's like a town called Christmas, but it was, it's like super tropical, warm,
and did
beautiful
you go,
beaches.
Did you go to the beach each?
I went
Let's
to the
go
beach
get away.
Each. That's like my favorite thing is the beach. The beach trade.
The beach trade.
Honey, it was giving, the beach trade was giving like fucking app. Honestly, and after that, I have
you
to
threw,
say.
You threw your phone in the water. You saw
honestly, though, because it just was giving unclockable TS. Like,
You're laughing at me, boss.
Yes. I'm just gagged. What was the, what, okay.
Like, the beach just gives. Like, the tray just comes up. They're like, oi, todo bem? Like, on the beach, like, oi. I was like, what?
And what does that mean?
It means, like, hi, what's, how are you?
Oh.
You know, all the time.
Wanna bang?
Wanna bang?
It's that energy. It's very that energy. And then, like, I had the best experience because, like, I feature, like, a MILF. Like, I live for MILFs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like, that is who I aspire to be.
Right.
Like, sexy hot MILF. I really can't wait to be, like, 40.
Me too. Soon. Sooner for me than you, but yes.
Well, yes, girl. If we have in the corner.
Ah! Drag him!
But yeah, so I was, like, on the beach, right? And this, like, MILF is there. I'm with my little butch queen friend. So I'm with my little butch queen friend. We're sitting on the beach. This lady comes. She's got her tits are like, bam, they're stacked, pushed up. She's got this like 30. He looks like maybe 29, 30. Trade with her. She's like definitely pushing into her 60s, but she's like surged and just giving body, oddy, oddy on this beach with her other crew of cougars. Like it's a crew of them. And she's got the trade. And they're like, the music is like, and like everybody is like on the beach, carrying on the beach. So I'm like, I feature him like, yes, good queen. She comes, she walks by me, sees me laying. She's like, she looks me up and down, very Miranda Priestly vibes, goes, Brasileira, like, which means like, are you Brazilian? She's like, are you Brazilian woman? Like, Brasileira. And then I was like, no, I'm from California, but I said it in Portuguese, which is eu de California. Eu sou de California, like I'm from California. She was like, linda você, which is like, you're pretty. But the way she said it was like, linda você. And she just turned and like walked away. And my friend was like, oh my God. And I just felt blessed by like the MILF. Brazilian godmother, fairy godmother vibes.
So, I love that. That's so funny.
That was my favorite part of Brazil. It was just everybody was so vocally kind.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
We've talked to a couple of people who have like, I guess like people from the UK who have accents or like people who speak other languages. To me, American accents just sound so harsh and gross.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how like especially in South America, like the vocalization is like melodic and freeing. Like we think of like loud Americans, but we don't think of like loud South Americans or loud people in Brazil, even if they are being vocal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just nice. Like it's never anything, like I never got any like hates. I did get annoyed after a certain point because it was always about me being dark skinned. Like it would be
Whoa.
Like it would be like morena, linda, which is very similar to Spanish. The same, it means the same thing.
Right.
In Spanish is in Portuguese, morena, linda. So like, you know, pretty dark skinned girl, like everywhere I went. I couldn't leave my hotel and go anywhere without somebody yelling it at me, which was like both affirming, but also it's like,
yeah, I was about to say, like, it's kind of nice because at least they're acknowledging you that you're pretty. But then it's like, why you gotta specify?
Why is everything to be? But that's fine. Honestly, I would rather that. No shade, which is the PC girls might come for me. I would rather be exotified, honestly, than I would to be like vilified by people. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It's kind of like a dehumanization, regardless, right? Like either you're this grandiose goddess or you're this like devil demon. You're still not like just a person, but I would much rather them like make me the goddess than anywhere I go, like Brazil, the States. I went to Miami. That was I like just came back from Miami. That was too much for me.
Miami, girl, Florida is scary right now.
I would stay in a fetal position rocking myself in a hotel room if I went to Florida right now.
Girl, I got my vaccine and I felt invincible, bitch. So I went to like in Miami, girl, and it was too much for me.
That is hectic, star.
It was very hectic.
We're going to take a break and be right back.
Okay.
Bye.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had like it was like a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is like, you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a sleigh, baby.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
A Okay, we are back, and let's get into it. Let's talk about the PC girls and the cancel culture and the internet and the social media.
Wait,
you've been on and off social media. You went to Miami. You came back. You got a vaccine. What's going on? How do you feel about the world of internet and social media these days?
It's a chop.
It is. I want to get rid of all my social media. I'm so sick of it.
Girl, I did it, and it was very freeing. I still don't have Twitter. That's a hellhole. I will never go back to it. Like, no, I'm not a tweeter. I think Reddit is the devil. Like, that's where those boys, all those boys that be shoot 'em up, bang, bang, get all their ideas from fucking Reddit and all those, like, dark...
And Discord, those, like, deep-seated
forums and stuff. Like, I think it's so odd.
Yeah, it's also, I think it's very strange the way that they censor it or the way that they treat, like, for lack of a better word, bullying online. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you can...
Okay, so can you tell your story, including all of it? Do it, Meepo.
Oh, no. Okay.
Do it. Star will live for this.
Okay, there's this guy on Twitter who only has, like, 100 followers or whatever, but he came for Candy Muse from Drag Race and said, like, oh, she only has four... These four outfits are terrible. How'd she make it to the top four? Like, let's not forget, Rosé had a lot of shitty outfits, too. But what happened was I commented on it, and I was like, hey, you guys quit commenting on this fag's thing. That's all... You're giving him the attention that he wants. And it got, like, 1,000 likes. Well, since then, he's only been posting Candy Muse hate, but it's only gotten, like, 4 likes because his only engagement he gets is when he's tearing down Candy Muse. So he posted this stuff, and he was using blackface GIFs, or he was using GIFs of people that are black and he's white. And so someone came for him for doing digital blackface, and he posted, like, I've learned my lesson. I researched what digital blackface is. I'm a better person. I'm going to do better from now on. And so I go in to check on his Instagram again, and it's, like, a couple days later, and he's back to using blackface GIFs. So I screenshotted his thing, and I posted it on his... on one of those instances, and he blocked me. So then I went on Instagram and I was like, hey, why did you block me? All I was doing was saying you are being a little bit of a bitch, and he blocked me there. So then I was like, well, shit, how am I gonna get in contact with him? So I followed his OnlyFans, and then on his OnlyFans I said, hey,
she gave him $11.
I gave him $11 for $10.99 for 11 pictures of his junk close up, and that's, like, all it is, like, slimy, just cummed, like, nothing good. And I was like, hey, it's Meepo, why did you block me? And I just think, I mean, that's the end of the story. That's where it's at right now.
But first of all, love that you... And then you also went and followed his partner's OnlyFans.
Oh, I just followed his husband's OnlyFans to see what that's about.
And why are you spending your money?
I'm not. I asked people to send me money. I said, you guys, if you want me to follow his husband and, like, report back, Venmo me $11 and then it'll, like, make up for it. And so I got $20, and so now I follow them both for a month, and we'll see what develops from here.
But here's why I wanted you to say that, because you said he posted this sort of thing that says, look at these bad outfits Candy wore, tell me, make it make sense why she's in the top four. And you said, look at this fag posting this hate about Candy Muse. You got banned on Twitter for 3 days for being a bully, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what happened?
Yes.
Because you said fag.
Right. And Twitter, and that's the thing, is, like, people can use hate speech, right. But, like, he was the one, and I know numerous times people will post, like, bad stuff about gay people and be like, gays need to die, da 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 da, and you can report that all you want, but if you go on there and say fag, as a fag, they'll take your Instagram away, but let the hate speech, or your Twitter away, but the hate speech will stay.
To me, it's about the bubble. To me, it's like, we live in this hyper queer small bubble,
and also, so for a 5 foot, like, 5 or 6 foot 5 person, you don't got the meat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't you expect someone who's real tall to have the meat?
Never. No. Actually,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
Only the first person, only the guy I lost my virginity to is a person who was, like, a tall, big ass man with a big ass dick. Otherwise, never. They're always like, okay, maybe at most. Although I'm not trying to body shame, you know, whatever.
I am.
But, don't.
But yeah, no, tall ass dudes don't be having bird like that. Bird means
bird.
Dick,
okay.
For y'all that, for
everyone listening who's trying to break that sentence down, tall ass dudes don't be having bird like that. You know what I love, and I remember when I first discovered it, I was in my 20s, like secret big dick on chubby dudes.
Oh, I love
where
that.
It doesn't where it doesn't look that. Big, but then once you're like handling it, you're like, this is huge because
is that you?
It's hidden by the skin.
No, that's not him.
Is that what you give?
I give adequate. I give boyfriend dick.
Huh. Do you have a OnlyFans yet?
No, because I'm too critical.
Of what?
I would be over producing. You know how long it takes for me to put a music video out?
Yeah, but honey, you were on this very podcast last night. I was here talking about sucking some man's dick on his porch. Now, come on.
Oh,
yeah,
I guess
you don't
I
even
could,
have to show your meat. Yeah,
what
you
if it was
just
a dick sucking OnlyFans?
Yeah,
I'm sure people would watch.
We could title it "What That Mouth Do."
Yeah. Oh, like those glory hole videos on Pornhub of the guy in the glory hole.
Yeah,
that,
but didn't he just get like one person was recording them without the other person knowing?
Well, not that vibe.
No. Yeah, not that vibe at all.
No, I'm not saying that that's what you would do. I'm just saying there was an instance of that happening.
Did I tell the story already on the podcast that when I went to the laundromat and I was folding my sheets, I opened up the one big sheet that had the
yes,
hole
did.
Cut out?
He made a sheet glory hole for the COVID times, during but the- then washed it in public.
Oh, you're already the glory hole king. I didn't even know that. See?
Your face.
I was psychic. Wow, that's crazy.
Okay, but to close the loop on the online bullying, I just want to say bullying. I always forget. We're going to talk about dick. We've got some things for you to listen to and comment on. I always forget. Like, my world is so queer, just hyper queer. Like,
oh, yeah.
People are like, did you see the, you know, whatever sports game or that this athlete did this one thing? I'm like, no, but did you see what Shea Coulee posted on Instagram? You know, it's like I'm so invested in like the queer world, and I just forget that we really are. We are a bigger population than we've ever been. We're more visible than we've ever been. You know, trans visibility is huge, but it's like actually so small in the grand scheme of the world.
This brings up something that we talked about a while ago. And Star, I don't know where your stance is on this, but
tell us your stance.
I was well, you don't even have to say anything, but I was talking to Dipper about. There's a weird divide in the trans community where there are some trans people that embrace the queer community and want to stay a part of it, and then there are some trans women who are women and then they do not consider the queer community at all part of
they're
who they are.
Women, yeah,
they were no longer, they just block it out and never want to bring it up again.
I'm kind of like in the middle Switzerland. Yeah. Like, I'm not giving that. Here's the thing, I just actually responded to an email today because I did this thing for KCRW.
Amazing.
Private playlist. I came up with I put together some songs, whatever. But the person asked me like this question. He was like, can you, for the article, I just want to make sure your gender, your preferred, like he was being so PC, like your preferred gender, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Like, what do you want to say? How do you want to be called? You know, whatever. I was like, which is cute, whatever. I think it's especially good for folks that want that. I think I'm kind of on this old school T-girl thing where it's like, girl, I'm giving she, her, hers. Like, please. Like,
yes.
It's very clear. But like, I understand that in this world that we live in, things are not very clear, even if you think they're clear. So I yes. understand the question. And I was telling him, I said, yes, I'm female, she, her. And as far as my transgender identity, I think that it's, I'm tired of the sensationalization of transgender identity and identity politics as a way to sell stuff or make a spectacle of someone versus like the actual contribution to the world, which is their art.
Yes.
Now, if I was a political girl, like if my job was a political pundit or like one of these Instagram girls who are constantly talking about race and gender and sexuality as their job, or it was a philosopher, a gender studies major, some bullshit. Okay, cool. Then yes, sure, make the article all about that. But that's not, I'm like, I'm
yeah.
I sing songs about my depression, girl, or like I sing a song about some trade who fucking broke my heart. Like my songs are, my identity is a part of it, of course, but it's not.
Yeah, it's
know.
Not at the forefront.
And I'm not saying one is right and one is wrong. I'm yeah. just saying it was interesting to me that that is something that it never dawned on me.
I'm part of the team of like, can we move past this point of
thank
that?
You.
Or like when trade out here in LA, producer trades would be like, oh, like you know, oh yeah, I could help you. Like somebody said that to a friend of mine, like, oh yeah, I know people that work for Pose. Like I could get you on Pose. Like as that being like the pinnacle of like,
that's the be all end all, baby.
Our representation. Meanwhile, there's like so much more and many facets to the community. And I think that is perhaps maybe where some of that back and forth comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't identify as queer anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you identify as queer, then you need to be political in a very specific way. And you have to like be willing to like fight in a specific fight that I personally don't want to do. So I don't call myself
queer. It's also not your responsibility.
Yeah, I'm part of the LGBT community. Like, I still say that. Like, I'm part of the LGBT community. I identify as being, like, bisexual-ish. Like, Kinsey 3.5. you know, but I would not say that I'm a queer woman anymore. Like, I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I have had this conversation a little bit when we're, like, talking about dudes. Because you... at least in the past have like used Grindr to meet people as well as Tinder, like, you know, all whatever different apps.
I've used them all. Yes.
Right. And so that conversation where I'm like, well, what are you really finding on Grindr? And I know I always talk about Grindr. I've never actually I was on Grindr like for a year when I lived in Chicago a decade ago. But I always think I'm like, I'm fat. No one wants fat people on Grindr. So that's I don't correct. Even go over there. But I have heard that it is like more evolved and different and sort of like broader. But, you know, jokingly, you and I will have conversation. You'll be like, I'm not dealing with gay dudes anymore. And I'm like, are you ever dealing with gay dudes? Like...
well, let me. That's a whole other story.
That is what I mean. Okay.
That's a whole other story because I really do feature butch queens that like pussy. Let me say
that.
And that is a subset. There is butch queens who like want to eat pussy because my friend who was my enemy and then became my friend again from the Bay ended up, we like started hooking up one day, like just randomly. And I've been post-op since I was 21. I will say this on your podcast. I don't really care. I've had a vagina since I was 21. I'm 29 now. So it's been quite a while I've had mm-hmm. a vagina. So it's, and I've been on Grindr. I've been on Grindr pre-op and post-op. Like I've been, it's the same, honestly. I think that like I've been on Grindr before. It's not my preferred method of meeting trade anymore.
No, laying up on the beach looking beautiful is.
Yeah.
Literally, just IRL is much better for me. And I've gone on some dates on Tinder. So, like, that's cute. Like, I like Tinder occasionally. I'm waiting for my fucking Raya to be approved. Like, they're trying it.
Oh, but you're verified on Instagram. You should get that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the email?
Raya?
Here's the tea is that Nicole told me that all that's on there is just Australian DJs.
Yeah. She says that constantly.
Which I have done also.
Wait, done an Australian DJ or DJed in Australia?
Both.
Both.
Both, baby.
Wait, was Australia was Australia when you wore that gold and walked the runway? That like gold like swimsuit?
Yes, the sparkly thing. Yes.
Your skin Dunty. Was like, oh, it looked so good. I remember that. I remember that video. I miss Australia.
But also circling back to the where do I meet Trey or like what kind of like.
Sure.
The thing is, like, I think that like gender or sexuality is also fluid. And I think that the problem also is I'm noticing a lot of these younger gay folks, like in their early 20s and stuff, are much more like down to be more pansexual or bisexual. I think for a lot of folks being, if you wanted to have sex with men, that meant you were gay, mm-hmm. right? And you were a man. Like, that meant you're gay, and then they go really hard into being gay. But I've noticed, there's another guy I follow on Instagram, Blonde Boy Gigi. He just posted this, and I would not try to search that on YouTube because then sometimes these adult baby videos come up, but he has an Instagram, and it's not him, it's somebody else. He has an Instagram, it's called Blonde Boy Gigi, Blonde, B-L-O-N-D, B-O-Y-G-G-G-I-G-I, Blonde Boy G-G. He has a video called I'm Not a Homosexual Anymore because he And it happened because he started making out with one of the dolls. This is on YouTube, so he's open about it. He met one of the dolls, and by the dolls, I mean a T-girl, at a party. And he was, like, enamored with, like, a T-girl, right? But he had been gay up to this point, yeah, right, in his mind. Right. He's like, I'm gay. He came out, whatever. He met this T-girl. Then now he's like, actually, I'm not gay. Like, I like girls. I like T-girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's even hooked up with some cis girls now. So it's like, oh, so now it's like this thing where he's like, my sexuality is actually fluid. I think I identified as gay because that's all I knew I could be or something. And then I kind of realized that there's more to it than that.
Right. And I think a lot of that also has to do with bisexual visibility because, you know, the bees have always sort of been glossed over in the acronym alphabet. And people used to say, you know, the joke was always like, oh, bisexual people are greedy. They can't make up their mind. They're which it's like, or diva, they like it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So I think more and more people identifying publicly as bisexual gives those people who were maybe a 4 or a 2 on the Kinsey scale a little more empowerment to be like, well, I'm anywhere on that scale.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had a girlfriend, like another trans girl, and I dated. I've had many boyfriends. I've kind of like gone on dates with non-binary folks. Like, I am a little bit more like bi. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a more of a fluid sexuality, but I prefer guys. If I'm gonna go for a guy, like, to date, my ideal man is like a trans man who's like a little bit, you know, fruity, you know, like, he's just like a little he like wants to be a little fruity but like really wants to eat my pussy. Like, that's just my ideal situation.
I love that. There's been a big conversation about that on Drag Race this season with Gottmik, who is a trans man on the show, and basically said, I had a hard time identifying as trans for the longest time because I thought I was too feminine as a guy. Like, too Nelly because I'm a drag queen, because
not
I
Nelly.
Like makeup. Well, you know, I don't know. What term did he use on the show?
Feminine. Femi.
And then, but start, I don't know if you're watching, but then he literally was like, and then I was at
It looks
brunch.
Like she's not.
I know, but I want to tell the story and then we'll go on a break. She was like, I was at... No. that you're not keeping up with the season.
Oh no.
But. Yeah, that's what I figure. But this story the Cade, whose drag name is Gottmik, told was, I was at brunch with all of my like gay boy friends, and I looked around and I was like, these queens are so feminine, I can be a man. Like, you know, he was like too, that was the story he told. He was like, I'm not gonna be butch enough once I transition, so I don't know that I can do it. And it was really empowering to have this sort of like other version of a trans man on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back after this break.
Okay, we are back. Some voice for Star. What are you working on these days?
It's so disorienting when you go, or no, just back from a break, and then okay, we're back, and I'm like, wait, what?
Well, it's just for the ads. You know.
I know.
We just gotta do a lead. In. We gotta
but
at least
it's
say.
It's funny to me because I'm like, what? It's so fast. Sorry. I was like, what? What's happening? So what am I doing with my life? Oh God, I ask myself this question every day.
Back in LA, are you kicking it around? Are you writing new music?
I have an EP coming out.
Ooh,
oh, right.
I've been working on it. It's really good. It's called Hopefully Limitless. And I produced some stuff on it. And I worked with my main producer. His name's Vice Cooler. And there's also a special little production by this other producer named So Drove on it.
Oh yeah,
that
I know
sounds
So
awesome.
Drove.
Yeah, but I've did my little magic on every single song, so it's great.
Yeah,
I can't
you're
wait
so
to hear
like
it.
Technical. You always get in there with the engineering.
I do, and especially now, more so now because I did like I was supposed to pre-pandemic have like an Apple sponsorship thing, and then it didn't go through, but they still sent me the merch. So I had the computer that I didn't have before, and some of my fans sent me money so that I could get Logic. And then over the past year, I've been producing myself now.
That's awesome.
In Logic versus just like songwriting.
Oh yeah, and everybody who's listening should go ahead and tip Star on the internet as well, so you can hear this good music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you actually join my Patreon, you can listen to the EP. I posted it on Patreon for my subscribers.
Where can you find it?
Patreon.com/beingstar. Very simple. Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy doing that?
I wish that I had the energy to keep up with it more, but I have patrons that have, I mean, I made it in 2018. I have some people that have just been there this whole time.
Oh, wow. So, amazing.
I think if I probably worked it more, I could probably get more money from it, but I don't have the energy to do all of that
work.
But I do put little special things. There's like all kinds of live performances and stuff that nobody that's not on the internet is there. And then like if you wanted to listen to the EP, which is coming out in July, I want to say now. I was going to say May, but I'm trying to do it the right way. So I'm in talks with like publicity and stuff, and campaigns and shit. And so I'm pushing it back just so I can get the good thing going.
It is so crazy. Meatball, don't roll your eyes and I'll be short. But PR and publicity for independent projects is so wild because you have to have it done in order to get them to think about talking about it, co-sponsoring it, posting it, whatever. So you have to deliver the final product. So then you want to put it out because you're like, I've completed it. I want everyone to hear it. But if you put it out and nowhere publishes it or does an article on it, it feels like it's not real. And then if all you do is get an article with a masthead from like Billboard and then your name underneath it, you're like, ah, it's actually here. Or like, we're doing a merch launch with so-and-so. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just such a, you scratch my back, I scratch your back and forth, like whatever game.
Yes. And I'm just trying to, it's like, annoying. My new thing is with my publicist is like, no, we're not pushing this narrative. If you Google me, there's like a lot of articles and it's like, this transgender artist, this transgender woman, this musician is transgender and making music. This transgender music.
This music transcends this transgender artist's journey.
Like, girl. Jesus and I'm Christ. Like, hi, my name is Star. my first whole thing I said, you know, this is for music. Like, this is music for everybody, but like, mm-hmm. obviously trans people will respond to it. It's my story of being like a young trans woman coming to my terms with myself, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not a human story of fucking growth. I don't know. I think that's so annoying to me that everything... Like, anyway, I could go on for hours about it.
I want to see you in a musical, like a film musical. Me? That would be so cool, right?
Yes.
Me too.
Me too. I really want to see me in a fucking musical.
Yeah. Australian musical?
An Australian musical. I'd really like it.
That's such a good accent.
I'm so happy you're back in LA, Star.
Thanks. Yeah.
But too. I'm also happy that you like went to Brazil and like experienced some stuff. I'm jealous.
I needed it. It was soul affirming.
I just bought a ticket to Hawaii for my birthday. Really? Yeah.
You better go.
Because they're so cheap. It's also my mom's birthday, so I'm gonna fly to Houston and go see my parents, and then I'm gonna fly to Hawaii.
Girl.
I'm vaccinated and it's all the way in July. I'm hoping things will be better by then.
This country is going to be wilding out with Nick Cannon once more people get vaccinated. People, listen, you were in Miami, Star. You know what's happening down in Florida. People in Texas and Florida acting like there's nothing going on. Once all the people who have been inside for the year and a half or whatever finally get their vaccines and they're feeling invincible, things are going to get buck. Wild.
It's
going
to be like Michigan is right now. Fucking jeez. Nuts. All right, now we're going to take some voicemails and hear your opinion of these phone calls, Ms. Star.
Okay.
Here is the first one.
Hey, Big Dipper and Meatball. I love y'all so much. Even you, Big Dipper. I know everyone hates on you, but So I have a funny story that I would like to tell.
Even you.
So one time I was hooking up this bisexual dude to preference. I'm a pansexual woman, cis woman. So I was hooking up with him, and all of a sudden he, like, asked me to pee on him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I've never done that before, and I was like, okay. So, you know, did that. And then, like, we started hooking up again. But this time we were just, like, doing phone sex stuff. And he asked me to take a video of myself peeing. And I was staying at this hotel at the time. And, oh, my gosh, it was so weird because I felt like this one party of, like, a wedding saw me taking a video of me pissing, like, outside of the fucking hotel. So, and one weird thing that happened with that, he's super hot and, like, bi guys are really great at sex. Like, I will.
This is the theme of the fucking show.
But yeah. One thing that was kind of sketchy that, you know, is not related to him being bi at all, but, just a tip for y'all out there. If you have your photos on live photos, or if you have your location turned on and you take photos, the person who's getting the photos can, like, see where you are. So just make sure your location's off if you don't, you know, trust them 100% if it's just a hookup so that they don't, like, come find you. But anyway, thanks so much for letting me tell my story. I hope you guys have a good day.
And all in that in 90 seconds.
That was a lot. That was great.
A lot in 90 seconds. But
she's great.
What did she mean that the wedding party could see her peeing?
She said she was staying at the hotel. Why didn't she just pee in your hotel room?
Yeah, in the hotel room.
Where were you?
Maybe it was part of the kink.
He said, I want to see the gravel bounce when you hit with the heavy stream in the alley.
And the steam.
And the steam.
And the pee. I peed on my boyfriend. Let me say that. You know what?
I've never been involved in anything urinary. I had a boyfriend pee on me
too. You know what?
Did you ask for it or what? Did he?
Both.
Heat of the moment.
Oh.
You know what? And I love that. It's giving, I'm a pansexual woman and I'm hooking up with the bisexual man.
Yeah.
And I love bi guys.
And bi guys fuck better.
Yeah. It's really the tea. Like, honestly, bisexuality is really a vibe.
Let's talk about pee a little bit. Pee for me, down. In the shower, yes.
In the shower. Mm-hmm.
Outside, uh-huh. In a garage, yeah. Where there's a drain, somewhere close to a hose.
To a swimming pool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The pee when it's like, here's what, if you're gonna drink pee straight from the tap, you need to be a pro so that there's no, it doesn't drip anywhere. And as far as it going on my body, I'm good neck down.
Uh-huh, same.
Did I ever tell you about that
the
go-go
flavor
boy
is not
just
for me
got
sorry
peed
go ahead
on, that go-go boy who got peed on and then came to precinct without taking a shower or anything.
No.
And he was in the dressing room just sweaty and like he was like, does anyone have any? And he was like going through the queen's makeup wipes to wipe his body off. And I was like, bitch, go to the bathroom and like do like splash yourself. You smell like piss.
Okay, that's a lot.
Isn't that too much?
That's very
so
much.
If you're gonna pee, maybe don't go straight out into public unless you want people to smell you.
Oh, I guess that's a
it could
I remember
be a
I used to watch porno videos on XTube when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy who would, he lives in San Francisco, and he would suck dick in the Castro. And then he would get the cum shot all over his face. And then he would walk home filming himself with cum all over his face. And it would be a 10-minute video of him walking through the Castro back to his apartment, holding the camera in front of him while he just had cum all over the face in public.
I did a similar thing in Las Vegas. I like left the I hooked up with a guy and then left the hotel room and was like on the way back. And I went to like go take a story in front of the Bellagio fountain. And I was like, there's just cum on my chin. And I made it all the way down to the fountain, like walked through the casino and everything. And I was like, I'm slutty.
Everyone thinks I have cum with the way my beard looks these days.
Yeah. We got another call, too.
I'm going to play the third one you sent.
Which one? Because
the other one is reference to the other thing, right?
I will say, about consent. I think it's if you, you know, asking for, you know,
yeah,
with the person, if I like Miss Thing said on the voicemail, oh, he asked and I did it, you know, I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to try something that new.
Yeah.
But if you also don't want to try it, don't do it. You know,
I think exactly. That's cute. And if you can't yuck someone's yums, if someone asks you, you can't be like, ugh, gross. No way. You just be like, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm into that right now. Yeah.
Here's a tip. If you are just deathly afraid to say, babe, you know, can I pee on you? can you pee in front of me? If you're showering together, you could not pee on them, but in the shower towards the drain to open the pee conversation.
Well, to ask, yeah, you know. Yeah. Ask,
right, to like start and then be like, oh, like, is this something you want to play with sexually or should I just keep it in the toilet in the drain? Because I pee in the shower. That's regular to me.
I don't pee in the shower.
How do you hold it?
I usually pee before I shower.
But it's, and then you waste the flush?
No, girl, I wish everyone could see the face I just made.
Yeah. She really gave it to him. We both kind of waste the flush.
Waste the flush, girl.
I don't want, here's what I don't want is
this like is my deep fat life now, bro. Yeah, what?
I also don't pee in the shower because when I was in high school, someone peed in their shower and then like came out and was walking around barefoot and we could all smell his pee on his feet. And so that's always terrified me.
Well, you pee first and then you wash your body. And also, don't pee on your feet.
Yeah, you pee first and then you get in the shower.
And then, and then you wash your body in the shower separate of the urine.
I also, sometimes I just don't have to pee until the water is running, you know, till the rain falls down.
It's like when you go swimming and then you decide that you have to pee once you're in the pool and you're like, do I have to run inside now wet?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like it's like a vagina penis thing. Like I don't.
Oh, true.
I just really can't. I just would much rather see pee really and then shower.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I also like to douche in the shower my pussy like often with just like soap and water.
Rose water.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like a special. They have like all these. I got this really good douche soap in Brazil. I love it. It's like I don't know what it. I don't. Necessarily know what it means, but I know it's for the pussy and it smells good and it's not too strong. It's great.
Now, what do you think about people who say douche instead of how you just said it, dush?
Dush.
Dush?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The vowel sound?
The vowel?
Fuck off! Don't do that.
Just kidding. You know why I say dush.
I love it when people say dush.
You know why I say dush.
All right, here's this last voicemail we're going to play.
Hi, Big Dipper and Meatball. My name is Melissa.
That's a fake name if I've ever heard it.
8 years ago, I was having my first experience of a hookup that was, you know, arranged online, arranging to just fuck, and then the person was going to leave. So
yes.
I was a bit nervous, lots of awkwardness that I'll leave out because that's boring. So
sounds Canadian.
We get in my bed. I'm sucking his dick. All right, dick. Sucking his dick for a while. And I try to start transitioning into fucking because I don't want to just suck his dick. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, keep going, keep going. It'll be fine. I'll still be good. So, you know, obviously took something, Viagra, I don't know. So keep sucking his dick. It's taken a while, but that's all right. He comes. And I am an of the sort who wants to come out of my mouth as quick as possible. So if there's a garbage right there, it's going in the garbage. If there's not, I'm swallowing it. This occasion, I swallow his cum, and it burns my throat. I've never since, never before, had cum burn my throat.
Why is it
but
spicy?
I literally thought to myself, well, I just got an STI. So... for whatever reason, I keep going. So
once you get
fucking.
It, you got to keep going.
He uses a condom. This is important later. And we're fucking missionary position. And he is watching his own dick the entire time. Uh-huh. And I don't need eye contact. Like, this is a fun fuck. But it was weird. Just eyes on his own dick the entire time. So then... partway through, I get my period, which is, you know, not ideal. And he freaks out. He leaps off the bed. He asks for a paper towel, uses the paper towel to get the condom off, doesn't want to touch it. And I'm like, well, okay, like this guy has a thing with blood. And then he looks at me and says, am I going to get something?
What?
And I'm mortified, number one. And number two, now I'm thinking, are you stupid? This isn't how STIs work, my friend. Blood doesn't mean STI. But apparently in his stupid brain, it did. Needless to say, we did not fuck again. Anyway, yeah. Love the show. You guys are awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Right. Wow. There's a lot to unpack.
Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa. Oh.
That sounds horrible.
Can I go off on this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Men are so stupid. I swear to God. I swear to God, like, this just made me think of, like, multiple situations with trade. Like, it's like, are you dumb? Like, yes. Obviously, you know, it's like, you think that that's going to give you an STI. Also, it's like, I don't know. People need to just know their status and, like, get tested and shit. Mm-hmm, so it's not, like, the question. It's like, all the gay girls I know and, like, a lot of the sex workers I know are always getting tested, like, every 90 days, sometimes monthly, you know? Yeah. And it's like, more people should do that, because you get STDs from people that don't get tested.
Exactly.
You don't get STDs from people that are constantly getting tested.
That's exactly true.
I did this advertising campaign with this company Health. Called Folks. Why do you call it Fox?
Because I didn't see the L.
Folks Health, and they specialize in, like, you know, hormones and ED medication and STI testing. You know, it's like a queer health brand. And I would, the video that they put out this week is like me saying, it is so empowering to be like, I have fresh results, I know exactly what my status is, and I can confidently say, like, great, let's get down, like, you know, I know what's going on with me, you should know what's going on with you.
Yeah, I also really wish that we could move past this, like, clean dirty language. I'm like, oh, I'm so angry. I'm just like, this is so annoying. And, like, also things that actually come out of your body are also not necessarily dirty, like blood or little dingleberry that might happen. It's like, you're fucking an asshole. Come on.
In the words of Milk, the drag queen from Drag Race, it's gonna happen. You know what I mean? And she put it on her OnlyFans.
There's also, you know, the dummies who use the words clean who show up unshowered. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Yeah. But also, part of this was the spicy cum. Now, have you guys ever had cum that... Why is it spicy? Have you ever had cum that burns your throat? Because it's happened to me numerous times.
Oh, I've had, like, acrid... I'll say is the taste, an acrid tasting cum.
I don't know that word.
It's like a
Scrabble word.
It's a sour. It's acrid. It's like that weird taste. Yeah. Like if you eat arugula.
And like it leaves that. Like that's just a feeling in your throat where you're like, I definitely swallowed cum.
I've had that. I've also had a really good tasting cum. Like,
isn't it amazing when the cum tastes good?
Love it.
Who was minty?
Well, I'm not going to name who, but but their cum was minty, and I was like, and then I was like, maybe it was like leftover shower gel or something, but it did not bother me.
Put a little Listerine on the tip of your dick. Put a little Listerine on the tip of your dick. All right. Star.
Thank you so much for coming on and doing this last minute. I had such a wonderful time. So you're so fun.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Where can the children find you?
Instagram, Star Amarasu, AmeRasu. Bandcamp, starmusic.bandcamp.com. And then wherever music is sold, you can just look up Amarasu.
And the Patreon is patreon.com/beingstar.
Being star.
And if you want to tip the doll, 1234, right? Star 1234? Is that still working?
Yeah, it is. I'm scared. Sometimes I get scared. Like, I had a friend who, like, got bullied through Venmo.
What?
What? Oh, maybe I could find that guy's Venmo, too. what happened?
She was, like, talking about reparations online, like reparations, and being just like, that's it, kind of being a little bit militant about reparations, you know. And then people would be like, here's 1 cent, you know, XYZ
bitch
type of tease, like, dry your tears with this, like, kind of thing. And I've seen other people share memes about how they've been harassed through people sending them money on
that's insane.
Oh, so, well,
But you can share it.
That kind of sounds like what I did.
Oh, yeah. That you paid the $11 and then said, why'd you block me, bitch?
Yeah, but that's like, why'd you block me versus like, you should burn in hell, you hellfire scum.
Okay.
Satanic yeah. tranny.
Oh, speaking of Lil Nas X, do you live?
I don't. Let me.
Oh, no.
It's whatever. The song's not that good. I wish the song was better. Also, I didn't like Call Me By Your Name, the movie, that much. So, you know, first of all, Call Me By Your Name, whatever. Then the song, okay. Whatever, the blood shoes. Well, okay, it was all stunts. It's just stunts, and that's fine.
She's a stunt queen.
It's stunt queen, stunt queenery. That's fine. I just wish the music was better. Mm. For him to be... I categorize these new hippity hop girls in different categories.
Not the hippity hop girls.
Nicki Minaj's children, as one of Roman's children.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of Roman's children. Doja is actually one of Nicki's children.
Right.
Lil Pump is, you know, also one of Nicki's children, and then Tekashi 6ix9ine is also one of Roman's children. As one of Roman's children, I just feel like the music could be better.
Got it.
Only Barbs will get that reference.
No, we fully understand.
I too am a Barb.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. He's one of Roman's children. He really is.
Yeah.
He also, I think, is aware that he uses memes and, like, that as a way of promotion. So I think...
Yeah.
I will say the rollout, chef's kiss. Everyone's been talking about it for weeks on weeks. So... they did that all correctly.
He doesn't even rap. I'm like, can you like spit a bar?
I feel like, but he's not a rapper. He's never presented himself as a rapper. He's been singing on everything. Panini is a sing-songy song. Old Town Road is sing-songy song.
True.
The first music he ever put out is country music.
I'm not against it. It's not for me. As the girls say about my fucking music, it's not for me, but I see what they're doing over there. So I give them a thumbs up.
Okay, well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds today. Remember, tune in tonight for the live stream dating game. You can get your tickets at SloppySecondsTickets.com. Oh, do you have your look planned?
Yes, mama.
Miss ma'am, Miss honey.
Miss ma'am, Miss ma'am, Miss ma'am.
What are you doing?
We're having a dating game for Dipper this Friday.
That's so exciting, Dipper. I hope you find love.
Many thanks to you.
I just wanted to get laid.
Meatball, hit the rest of the outro.
And if you want to call us, our number is 213-536-9180 or email us sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at Big Dipper Jelly or Spiciest Meatball, and find me on Twitter at Fat Drag Meatball. And don't forget that our episodes come out every Tuesday and Friday, so subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode.
Goodbye.
Doodle-a-doot-doot forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.